Okay, loopers and snails. You say we got them, whether we see them or not.
Right, and the best thing now, the snails, the best thing is snail baits. Those baits that you sprinkle around, and those are garden approved. And they come along, and they put, because some people get excited and put beer out there, you know. I've had people say the beer didn't work. They drank three cases and didn't do anything for their, didn't do anything for their snails. They got the kind of the general idea, but I think the baits are probably more practical. As far as the loopers are concerned, the best thing that works is the safest thing that can work, and that's the Bacillus product, sold as Dipel, biological worm control, some of those types of thuricide that contain Bacillus thuringiensis. Now, and that'll work on the loopers. Remembering you put a couple of teaspoons of a liquid detergent, such as Joy or Ivory Liquid or something like that, per gallon of spray that you're going to apply, and try to spray the bottom of the leaves as much as you possibly can, and apply it late in the evening, very, very late in the evening, about when it cools down, about 11 o'clock at night, and then apply it about every 5 to 7 days, because it doesn't last very long as hot as it is. Pill bugs eating things are also being a problem, because you have to use the pill bug baits on those. And fire ants, believe it or not, have come to the forefront as one of our major garden pests. Mm-hmm. People say, wait a minute, you mean fire ants eat plants? Yes, sir. I had a guy call in the other day, had 100 acres of cantaloupe, and they're eating the top side of them. They're eating they eat the growing point out of them, because that's water is what it is. You know, that's water, and it's fresh, tender tissue. I guess they're having salad with all these other critters that they're eating around here. I was amused the other day on one of the shows. They were talking about some of these wildlife liberals were out here realizing that these fire ants are now eating the wildlife. We're all going to be endangered species unless we get these fire ants.
Yeah, they're tough on those baby fawns.
Oh, yeah, and everything that hits the ground and don't keep running, they'll eat you alive. But anyway, they're eating the vegetables. And again, in a small situation where you can find the main mound, treat the main mound with diazinon is the best. A diazinon drench, something like a tablespoon, a gallon of water, pour it down there as per instruction on the label. If you can't find the main mound, use the baits, such as Amdro, but you cannot use those in a garden area, so you have to use them around the garden area, but they'll carry them back to the mama and hopefully get rid of the fire ants. But you've got to deal with them if you got them out there. Not only will they eat you alive when you go out there, but they'll also eat your plants, and we're worried about you, but we're sure serious about the plant. The grasshoppers on the decline.
I hope so.
I think they've eaten so much now off of Mac Reynolds' place, they've had all of it they want. They're on the decline because of the cool temperatures that'll come, and there's nothing you can do about them anyway except go on vacation. That's what Mac Reynolds did. Vine borers, the ones that big white worm in the squash vine, that needs to be controlled in the fall from the minute the time you see the squash until it begins to, you know, have squash. And what you do is you have to dust the main stem of that thing every week, every 7 days, with a product containing endosulfan, which is sold as Thiodan, a garden bug killer. So there are some of the insects that's coming after you, and you certainly got to know that you got to handle them, or you're not going to be successful this fall.
Okay, thank you much, Jerry. Dr. Jerry Parsons has been with us on the Garden Program. He's Area Vegetable Specialist with the Extension Service. He'll join us again on Monday.